all need encouragement at some point in time, whether it's for personal motivation, comfort, or reflection. An encouraging word can offer hope, inspiration, or a new perspective. Each week, we will explore biblical passages that will encourage and remind us of God's love, faithfulness, greatness, and sovereignty in our lives. So, let's start the week off right. I'm your podcast host, Drea, and you're now listening to Divine Exhortations. Hello, friends, and happy Monday. Thank you for tuning into my very first episode. I am so happy and so grateful and so humbled, you know, to be a part of this platform. If it was up to me, I would not be doing this. You know, I would be content behind the scenes, in the background, doing something else. But God was strongly prompting me to do this. And so I had to answer the call. I had to step up to the plate and just trust him in the process. And so as it pertains to divine exhortations, this all started January the 12th, 2021, when the Lord first gave me this podcasting idea. And right away, I disqualified myself. I said, I can't do this. I gave the Lord a whole bunch of excuses, but I don't think he was trying to hear me. So fast forward a few weeks, we now enter the month of February, and God really solidifies and tells me exactly what he wants me to do. And he just says, I want you to encourage people. Just give a short word of exhortation that can uplift, that can motivate, that can provide comfort, that can cause people to really reflect upon their life. And so every Monday, stay tuned and hear a new exhortation from me and from other exhorters that I will have come on the podcast. So I'm just excited to see what will take place. And yeah, stick around with me, please. Don't leave. Let me just shout out a few people right here. I want to acknowledge my husband, my best friend, my lover, my boyfriend, Daniel. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for your kind words. When I first told him about the podcast, he was just so happy and he was like, you can do it. So babe, I love you very much. Jody Ann Beckford, man, this girl is so helpful and just so kind. I didn't know what to do, where to begin, and Jody Ann gave me foundation and she gave me direction. So Jody Ann, girl, I appreciate you. Thank you for your support. Love you long time. Eloise Richards, this lady is the truth right here. Every person needs to have a friend like Eloise. Honestly, she is just so sweet and so kind and just so encouraging, you know. Eloise made sure that I did not boycott this podcast. So if I did not do this, I would be letting her down a whole bunch. So Eloise, thank you for your support and your help, girl. I love you. Nicole Lowe, Susie Johnson, Anika Pinedo, Elsa Alatar, ladies, thank you so much for your kind words, your prayers, and your support. Love you a bunch. All right, so moving on, let's get into our first exhortation. So today we're going to deal with contentment in Christ, and our focus chapter and verses today will be Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13, and I will be reading from the NKJV. Paul writes, "Not that I speak in regard of need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Amen. So, a little backdrop here. While in prison in Rome, Paul wrote this letter to the believers in the church at Philippi. In verse 10 of chapter 4, Paul was very thankful for the financial support given to him by the Philippines. He rejoices in the Lord and he's just truly grateful for their generosity. In verse 11, Paul lets the believers in Philippi know that it wasn't because he was needy, but that he learned in whatever state he was in to be content, hence him being in prison. Moving on to verse 12, Paul says, "I know how to make do with little, and I know how to make do with a lot." And this speaks directly to his experiences. It would appear that no matter what Paul was faced with, whether he was well fed or very hungry, or if he had plenty, or if he was in need, he learned the secret of being content. So I do want to read verses 11 and 12 for you again, but in the Amplified Version, it really emphasizes and elaborates on these verses. Okay, so I will read it now. Here we go. "Not that I speak from any personal need, for I have learned to be content and self-sufficient through Christ, satisfied to the point where I am not disturbed or uneasy. Regardless of my circumstances, I know how to get along and live humbly in difficult times, and I also know how to enjoy abundance and live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing life, whether well fed or going hungry, whether having an abundance or being in need." So Paul gives us a clear picture of what it truly means to be satisfied and self-sufficient in Christ. And I know that this can be hard for us as believers. I get it, because life hits hard many times. You may have lost your job, or there's a significant decrease in income, or your health is not at its best, or your business hasn't taken off yet, and so on. Like, there are so many scenarios I could use. But at the end of the day, if we haven't learned the secret of being content in Christ, we run the risk of becoming overly stressed or having anxiety, feeling depressed and completely overwhelmed with our problems. So let's take a look at verse 13. This is a very popular verse, and one verse I must say that is typically used out of context. Don't come for me, church. But honestly, let's be real. How many times have you been in a church service and you heard someone testify and say, "Saints, I didn't qualify for the job, but I got it. God is good. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Or someone else would say, "Hey, saints, I was tempted to buy Lotto Max, but I did not succumb to that temptation. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." So this verse has nothing to do with someone's success or dominance over a particular situation. And so, like, this type of attitude reinforces the idea or feeling of victory or superiority. This verse has everything to do with the ability to achieve contentment through or in the strength of Christ when faced with hardships or in great abundance. I'll say that one more time. This verse has everything to do with the ability to achieve contentment through or in the strength of Christ when faced with hardships or in great abundance. So there are three points I want you to remember when understanding contentment. Okay, so the first point, contentment is being satisfied in all circumstances. Okay, and I know that's hard, but I'm encouraging you, no matter what comes your way, no matter what happens, we just have to learn to be satisfied. Our anchor is in God alone. And so let's just hang on to Him. When the storms are hitting us, we have an anchor that keeps the soul. Amen. Second point, this is more of like a mathematical formula. Okay, here we go. Your circumstances plus being content in Christ equals his strength in us. Okay, I'll say that one more time. Your circumstances plus being content in Christ equals his strength in us, which gives us the ability to go through or grow through him because he will strengthen us in all things. Remember that his strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. And the last point to remember, our contentment in Christ will trump our circumstances. Amen. Okay? Your contentment in Christ will trump your circumstances. Learn to minimize your circumstances and magnify your God. He's bigger. He's greater than all our problems. Okay? So just remember those three points there. And you know what? If you're in a place right now where you're trying to figure out where to begin and you're trying to figure out, you know, how can I find contentment in my circumstances? I have three quick points I want to share with you, and they are all biblical practices or basis, I should say. So the first one is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, another popular verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lead not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Okay, so my first point is trust in him. And I know a lot of times we recite this verse a lot, but have we really truly trusted in him with all our heart, with all our possessions, with our life, with the hardships? And so I encourage you today to trust in him. Point number two in finding contentment in your circumstances is taken from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Look to Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And so other translations read, fix your eyes and keeping your eyes, looking on to, look only. And so the same thing I admonish you, when your problems are building up, look to Jesus. And my last point, point number three, is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verses 33 to 34. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day in its own trouble. So this last point here is focus on his kingdom. I encourage you again, get connected to your church and serve in ministry and just do what you need to do to advance the kingdom. And I promise you, as you are about your Father's business, your circumstances will be in the rear view mirror and you will be looking back on them. It won't be, you know, so big, you know, in front of you where, you know, you're falling over them or you're wondering, God, how can I get through this? But I'm telling you today, you can get through it based upon him strengthening you. And so once again, I will reiterate, minimize your problems, minimize your circumstances, and magnify your God. So in conclusion, you know, we're going to have circumstances, whether they are extreme, severe, or moderate, it's unavoidable. But as believers, we already have the secret of being content. We have Jesus. We have his spirit inside of us. And so I challenge you today and the rest of this week to focus on his kingdom, look to him, and trust him completely. And I promise you, he will change your perception of your circumstances and prove to you that he is able to strengthen you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we adore you and thank you for being our God. No matter what circumstances we find ourselves in, help us to remember the secret of being content in Christ Jesus. Lord, we know many times we cannot make it on our own strength, so we acknowledge, trust, and look to your guidance when faced with obstacles and gain strength in you. We don't rely on what we can do, but we depend on your capable hands to see us through. Help us to make do with the little that we have and make do when given a lot. Whether we are in desperate need or well off, help us to always remember you. Let our hearts be filled with gratitude and our minds be satisfied in you. Teach us through our various circumstances how to be content and undisturbed. Going forward, we will no longer zoom in on our circumstances, but zoom out of them so that we can see the full picture and allow you to change our perception. We thank you for your word today, and we pray it will resonate in our hearts and thoughts and cause us to change in the process. We bless your name. You are amazing, and we give you total praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great week, everybody. Much love and many blessings. Bye. Hey, friend. Thank you for listening to today's exhortation. I believe you were inspired, challenged, and encouraged today. Because of that, don't keep it to yourself. Share this podcast with a friend, a family member, even a coworker. Feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. I would greatly appreciate that. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your day. I feel so special. Let's do this again. See you next week.